You know, Dick, one day there came a man over here, and the whole room was full with people. And he quietly comes, and he goes and sits there in that corner where Steve is. There was a vacant corner there. Every place, all place was full, you see, here also. He sits there. And we were in the midst of a very personal talk on Baba, because people who come over here, they don't ask questions, you see, about planes or this or that, because they can read all this in the books, whatever the books are available, or anything to do with metaphysics, or anything of that sort. At the early batches that came here, they were most interested in wanting to know things personal about Baba. What soap he wanted to use, what toothbrush and toothpaste, and did he sleep, did he snore, did he eat, what vegetables he liked most, and all this was there at the time. There was a stage at one time. Mm-hmm. And we were in the midst of all that, trying to satisfy the different questions, you see, I used to answer. I never keep back anything from you all. And all of a sudden, in the midst of all this, there comes in a man, and well, he comes, looks at all of them and settles there. So, when he settles there, I just stop talking. Naturally, you can't talk anything personal to a person who is a stranger. So, what will he think about it all? What's going on here? So, I said, good morning to you. He says, good morning. He said, you have come for... You're asking somebody here, you come for something? He says, yeah. Is this the place of Mer Baba? I said, yes, this is the place. He used to be here. This is his, you may call it the headquarters of Mer Baba. He used to stay here, live here. You come from Mer Baba? I asked him. He said, yes, I come from Mer Baba. You come from where? So he says, from the States. You're from the States? He says, yeah. When did you arrive? Just now. No, I mean, when did you arrive in India? Last night, in the early hours, I come straight from Bombay airport to this place, because I was directed here. Oh, who told you about Baba? Just as I asked her. This reminds me of what you said just now. Who told you about Baba? This is... Paramahansa Yogananda. Paramahansa Yogananda. So I said, he's still alive? So he looks at me puzzled, you know, as if what a person I am, that I didn't even know who Yogananda is. He says, no, he has passed away. Oh, you mean the one who has an ashram over there? He says, yeah, yeah. I said, he told you to come here? He says, yes, he told me to come here. How come then? How did he tell you? Well, you believe that he told you? He says, well, I heard him speak out. He spoke out to me. Now, come on, tell us your story. Tell us, what's the matter? Why don't you speak out? I tell him. So he says now, he tells his story. He says, my parents are disciples of Yogananda. And I was brought up. Naturally, my parents were there, and I also was told about Yogananda. Then I grew up in my school days and college days, and then I read literature and all that. And from my childhood, I have this strong urge and feeling to see him once in flesh and blood. I had that. And I always harbored that feeling, and I always felt that when will his grace descend so that I could see him in body? And it so happened that 15 days ago, while I was lying in bed, all of a sudden there was a bright light in the room. And I was so happy because from the light emerged Yogananda, in form. And I was very happy. I sat on the bed, and I was overjoyed, you see, to see him. But he frowned at me, and that puzzled me. He's not happy with me? What's the matter? And I'm looking, and he spoke in clear words. I want you to go to Meher Baba. And I didn't know what Meher Baba meant and all that. So all of a sudden, Meher Baba. And then gradually that light faded out, the figure disappeared, and it remained in my mind, Meher Baba, how to find Meher Baba now? So I started looking in the directories and this and that, and eventually got Meher Baba information and contacted the person. And he says, well, if you want to see Meher Baba, you have to go to India. He's not here. So can I see him there? He says, no, but he has passed away. If you want to get more information on Meher Baba, you go there to India. So he has passed away? He says, yes, he has passed away. He is no more in body. Since when? 1969, 31st of January. Oh, and that again saddened my heart. But as Yogananda had directed me, I had to follow, because I am his disciple. And therefore I came here. I asked him the address and all that. He says, if you are on the weekends and all that, you go straight there, because all the people will be there if you are there. You go to Ahmadnagar first and then go to this place called Mehrazad. So I come here. That's how it was.
A guru who has died, is it possible for him really to appear to somebody who's devoted?
Yeah, anything is possible. Why should it be just in the form of Yogananda? A mouse could have appeared there and spoken out. A bird can say that.
I guess the reason I had a question about that was that I had understood that Baba had said that
that they don't take form.
Yeah, they don't take form again, except for the avatar, that the perfect masters are lesser masters.
Quite right.
Once they drop,
but it didn't occur to you that nothing is impossible? That for Meher Baba to, because his love was so great for Yogananda, didn't it occur to you?
Yeah,
that occurred
to you. Yeah. That's how. I was too shy to say.
But why not? Yeah. So he plays lots of tricks with us.